August 3rd, 1492, explorer Christopher Columbus set sail from Spain on his first voyage across the Atlantic that takes him to the present-day Americas. 1914, Europe deepens its descent into World War I as Germany declares war on France just days after declaring war on Russia. 1948. In Washington, a Cold War case heats up Capitol Hill. That's where Whitaker Chambers accuses Alger Hiss of being a communist and a spy for the Soviet Union. Hiss is a former State Department official. Chambers, an ex-communist, is an editor at Time magazine.
Mr. Hiss represents the concealed enemy against which we are all fighting and I am fighting.
Hiss denies the charges, but later spends 5 years in prison for perjury over his dealings with Chambers. 1981. Air traffic controllers in the United States go on strike, defying a warning from President Ronald Reagan that they will be fired.
They are in violation of the law, and if they do not report for work within 48 hours, they have forfeited their jobs and will be terminated.
Reagan dismisses the roughly 11,500 controllers who do not return to their jobs, and the government hires replacements. 1949, birth of the NBA as two pro basketball leagues. The Basketball Association of America and the National Basketball Association merge. And 1926,
I left my heart in San Francisco.
Tony Bennett, the singer who won newfound fame with the MTV generation, is born in the New York City neighborhood of Astoria. Today in history, August 3rd, Camille Bohannon, The Associated Press.